时间过得很快哈，我们很快进入到这个下半年了。
Time flies, and we are now in the second half of the year.
那回首我们这上半年哈，很多的事情在我们当中发生。
Many things happened in the last year.
我们一起来数算一下神在我们当中，特别是在传福音宣教的事情上，神给我们很多的恩典。
God has given us a lot of grace, particularly in our missions work.
我们年初的时候，幸福小组的7.0就开始了。
In the beginning of the year, our Happiness Group 7.0 began.
我们花了八个星期的时间哈，在网上跟我们教会的同工、众教的会的同工一起哈，为主来做见证。
For 8 weeks, our co-workers and other churches spent online.
那很快哈，下半年我们9月份幸福小组8.0这次是实体的就要开始了。
And then in September, we'll begin Happiness 8.0 in person.
那中间这段时间我们也没有闲着哈，我们在各个小组当中，我们一起来介绍哈，这个幸福小组我们在做什么。
We didn't idle in the begin, in the intervening time. We have been introducing in different fellowship groups what we're doing.
盼望在我们教会有更多的、越来越多的弟兄姐妹团契小组兴起哈，来同心合意的一起来为主来做见证。
So that more brothers and sisters would rise up and bear testimony.
那感谢主哈，我们不仅在本地来传福音，我们也走到海洋城哈 ，Ocean City 去为主去做见证。
We didn't just have testimony locally, but we also went to Ocean City.
从这个暑假开始哈，6月份开始，我们就不断的哈差派我们当中的弟兄姐妹哈，也是跟这个地区的众教会的弟兄姐妹一起，在这些年轻的学生当中为主去做见证。
Starting in June, we've been co-working with other co-workers, and then we've been bearing testimony to all the students there.
我们都经历到，也见证到哈神奇妙的作为哈，在这些来这里只有几个月的这些年轻人当中哈，持续不断的做撒种、做收割哈，让人能够认识耶稣基督这样的美好的福音的工作。
We have witnessed God's wonderful work of seed sown and as well as being harvested.
我们这已经是第三年了哈，每年我们两次哈，借着樱花节的时间，借着独立日的时间哈，走上这个我们这个国家的哈，也是世界的一个政治的中心哈，华盛顿 DC 来为耶稣基督举牌。
And also for twice a year, we've been going on for 3 years during Independence Day as well as Cherry Blossom to bear testimony in Washington, D.C. for raising the signs.
神有应许哈，当耶稣的名无论在哪里还被高举的时候，就会吸引万民来归向他。
God has promised whenever his name is raised, then many people will be attracted.
我们不仅在成人当中哈，我们的年轻人也不甘落后哈，我们的同工带他们去Houston 去宾州接受训练，同时也学习哈怎么在小孩子当中来做见证。
And not just for adults, for the young people, they've been going to Houston as well Pennsylvania to be trained and also spread the gospel.
这是短短的过去的6个月的时间当中哈，我们能够数算的哈，这么多的神的带领和工作在我们的当中。
Those are the things that we can count on the 6 short months in the past half a year.
我们如何能够在这么繁忙的、这么密集的福音宣教的工作当中，能够保持我们这种的活力、这种的热情，不是一时的去传福音，而是持续的去为主去做见证呢
？How can we keep our energy and our zeal to continue to preach the gospel after all these busy activities？
很不容易哈，大家能够聚在一起，同有一个心志哈，在我们的本地，在外地。在近处在远处为主去做见证，神把这一批的同工召聚在一起哈，很不简单。
It's not simple to gather a group of co-workers to have that zeal and to continue to preach the gospel locally and also in remote places.
那如何我们这样一个立定心志为主去做见证的这一批的同工，这样的教会能够持续的在主的里面保持这种对神的爱，对人失丧灵魂的那样一种的热情呢？
How do we keep up the love of God and also the zeal for the lost souls among these co-workers?
大家记得那个白乌鸦的比喻哈，当很多的这个普天之下哈，天下乌鸦一般黑，大家都是这样的，你好我好哈，没有那样一个热情去传福音的时候，很不简单。神能够召聚这一批的弟兄姐妹，跟众教会的一些的弟兄姐妹哈，真是能活出不同的样式，能够持续的做见证。这是神的恩典在我们的当中。
And all crows are black, and it's not easy to keep up a set of white crows that would continue to have that seal to preach the gospel among the people who are indifferent.
怎么能够让这一批白乌鸦不再变回黑乌鸦啊？能够持续不断的哈为主做见证呢
？How do we keep the white crows from turning black again, and that they continue to preach the gospel?
这是我们今天哈要借着这一段经文所看的。
This is what we're going to see from today's passage.
保罗是一只白乌鸦哈，他冲在前面啊，他一次、两次、三次的借着旅行的宣教布道哈。一直不断地为主去做见证。
Paul is a white crow. He flew 1, 2, 3 missionary journeys to continue to preach the gospel.
我们今天读的这段经文哈，他已经接近这个第二次旅行宣教的这个末期哈。哥林多是他第二次宣教的最后一站了。
Here we are at the end of his second missionary journey at the stop of Corinth.
第一次宣教旅行没有过多久，他就开始了第二次宣教旅行，又走过了很多的地方，到了哥林多。
And after the first missionary journey, shortly thereafter, he started his mission journey and went to different places.
神是用什么方法能够保证这个使徒保罗哈，让他在这样一个持续不断的、不间断、频繁、繁忙的这个服事当中，依然保持啊对主的那样一种的热忱，对失丧灵魂的那样一种的关切呢？
How did God keep up that zeal for the lost souls in Paul?
我们简单回顾一下哈，他从这个安提阿起行，先经过小亚细亚。
He started in Antioch and went to Asia Minor.
走过这些地方都是他第一次宣教旅行的时候建立教会的地方，以哥念呢、路斯德特地哈，在那里他不断的兼顾当地的教会。
And he went to different places where he went in the first mission journey that he set up churches such as Iconium and Lystra and Troas.
那在第二次宣教旅行的时候，神有一个特别的旨意给他哈，是在他走到这个特罗亚的时候，神亲自向他显明。
And then God has a special mission for him when he went to Troas.
当他晚上夜间的时候，神用一个异象哈，对他直接发出一个呼召，过来啊，从这个小亚细亚过到欧洲这边来哈，这里有人等待着他哈，让他来去传福音的。
God gave him a vision at night when he was in Troas, come over to the European side because there are people waiting for him.
所以顺着这个意象的引导，这个保罗就马不停蹄过了这个海峡哈，来到欧洲这边。
So following the vision, Paul crossed over the channel and went over to Europe.
第一站就到了这个腓立比。
First, Philippi.
在这里待的时间并不是很久。
Didn't stay very long.
因为有人开始信耶稣哈，有那个被鬼附的那个使女的鬼被赶走以后呢，就引起那些这个反对的人对他的逼迫。
After he cast out a demon from a servant girl, then there are people who rose up in opposition.
所以保罗在这里是受了很多的苦哈，被打被关哈，在监牢当中。
He suffered much and he was imprisoned and beaten.
但就是在这样一种逼迫的情况下，神与他同在哈，借着他的赞美哈，夜间的这种祷告哈，行出神迹来，以至于连狱卒啊都归向了神。
But God, through the persecution, God has grace for him, and through miracles, even imprisoned, he was able to convert the prison guard.
但是保罗不能在那里久留哈，他被赶出腓立比城。
But he couldn't stay long, and he was chased out of Philippi.
他就继续往前走哈，到了帖撒罗尼迦，到了比里亚，到了这个雅典。
And then he went forward to Thessalonica and Berea and Athens.
那每一站待的时间都不久。
He didn't stay long in each place.
因为在帖撒罗尼迦和比里亚哈，这些人犹太人反对他的人，一路的去追赶他哈，驱赶他。
Because the Jews follow him, who those oppose him and follow him to Thessalonica and Berea.
虽然在雅典的时候没有人明显的去驱赶他离开雅典城。但是他选择主动的离开，因为他发觉那里的人没有 ready。
Even though there were nobody persecuting him in Athens, but yet he chose to not stay long because he felt that the people there are not ready.
那里的人自以为自己很有学问，自己不用别人来教导他们哈，他们自己已经知道很多的事情了哈，所以保罗发觉哈，他们这个时候还没有预备好自己的心，能够接受福音的这个信息。
Those people felt that they were educated, don't need anybody to kind of teach them anything. So Paul felt that they were not ready to receive the gospel.
所以他就离开了雅典，来到了哥林多。
He left Athens and went to Corinth.
那到了哥林多的时候，保罗的心情如何呢？
How did he feel when he was in Corinth?
他走了这一路以后，最后来到哥林多的时候，他当时的这个灵命的状况是怎样的呢？
How was his spiritual life at that point?
这个后来他写这个哥林多前书的时候，就描述当时他刚到哥林多的时候的状况。
When he wrote 1 Corinthians, he described how he felt at that time.
这里讲说，弟兄，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大智对你们神的奥秘。
I come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaim to you the testimony about God, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
好，这里他就讲了哈。但是我在你们那里啊，又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊，我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，乃在乎神的大能。
I came to you in weakness with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's powerSo that your faith may not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power.
使徒行传只告诉我们他所做的事情，外在所发生的事情啊。但是当他写哥林多前书的时候，把他自己当时的心情很清楚地描述了出来。
Acts only described the external actions he performed, but yet when he wrote 1 Corinthians, he described his inner feelings.
原来保罗离开雅典，刚到哥林多的时候。他心里是又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
So when he went from Athens to Corinth, he was in weakness with great fear and trembling.
为什么他当时会处到这样一种的状态呢？
Why would he in that such condition?
在哥林多到底有什么特别之处哈？他刚来这里的时候是这样的软弱呢？
What kind of condition was in Corinth that caused him such fear and trembling?
那神又是怎样兼顾这样又软弱又惧怕又战惊的保罗，让他在这里一做工就是一年零六个月十八个月的时间？
And how did God strengthen this Paul who was in weakness with great fear and trembling so that he stayed on for 18 months?
而且不仅在这里哈，在这整个第二次宣教旅行当中，哥林多他待的时间最久，而且在这里哈建立起教会来，他后来离开了这个哥林多以后还一次再次的去写信给哥林多的教会。
So he can stay on for 18 months to set up the church, and not only that, but he continued to write letters to it.
哥林多跟雅典是很不一样的城市。
Corinth was very different from Athens.
雅典是一个文化中心，哲学呀、艺术、建筑以这些为闻名，像一座大学城。
Athens was like a center of civilization with arts and philosophies and all kinds of things, and it is kind of like a college town.
所以在雅典的人哈，那地方的人都觉得自己很有知识、很有见识、很有学问。
So people in Athens felt that they know a lot, they have a lot of knowledge.
但是在哥林多呢，是虽然离着并不远哈，50英里以西的一个城市哈，但是在哥林多的人的状况组成跟雅典完全不一样。
Corinth was not far away, it's about 50 miles away on the west, but yet is very different.
哥林多是当时雅该亚的首府。
It was the capital of Achaia.
是一个商业非常发达的地方。
It's a commercial center.
因为在那个小小的哥林多城，左边右边各有一个很大的港口。
Because in the left and right there were big harbors.
所以无论是从海上的运输，还是陆路的运输哥林多都是一个很中心的一个地方。
It is a center point of also land routes as well as oceanic routes.
所以在哥林多这样的城就有点像今天的这个赌城拉斯维加斯这种很有钱、很快速发财的人都聚集在那里。
So it's kind of like Las Vegas today. A lot of rich people, many people trying to make money there.
带来的生活的方式呢，就是那种很奢侈、很浪费，而且还。很充满淫乱的一个地方。
So it's filled with wastefulness and luxury things as well as debauchery.
保罗来到这里，他自己说他又软弱又惧怕又战惊。
Paul said that he's in weakness with great fear and trembling.
让我想到这个被神所大大的使用的这些人我们不光只是看到他那种勇敢、坚定、信心这个刚强的一面。
So for people greatly used by God, we can see one side of them that is with strength and courage.
不要以为他们 所有的时间里面，他们都好像一个属灵的一个超人一样，不会软弱，不会跌倒的。
Don't think that they are always like a spiritual superman and never in weakness.
当他们实实在在在这个福音的工厂上面临着这个属灵的征战，征战在最前线的时候，尤其是面对那一个黑暗的权势的时候，人的那个肉体的软弱哈，会常常的被表现出来。
When they're in the front line of a spiritual battle and fighting with the dark forces, a lot of times that human weaknesses will be exposed.
即使是保罗这么勇敢、这么刚强啊，建造这么多教会的保罗，他也会遇到这样的光景。
Even Paul, who set up many churches, who was so strong, would also encounter this condition.
所以，这是对我们每一个啊热心服侍主。传福音做见证的弟兄姐妹同工的一个很大的一个提醒。
So it's a great reminder for all of us who are working for God.
这是一场属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual battle.
我们没有办法依靠我们自己的血气。
We cannot use our own flesh.
没有办法依靠我们天然的那种的能力坚定啊，来去做这场属灵的征战。
We cannot fight with our natural abilities.
想想看啊，我们仔细分析一下保罗所经历的。
Let's analyze what he encountered.
他在哥林多，心里面是这样的软弱，不是偶然发生的。
It's not by coincidence that he felt weak.
他所经历的哈，也给我们今天服侍主的人一个很重要的一个参考。
And it's also a great reference for us today.
第一个是他长时间的传福音服侍主所带来的哈，这种身心灵的一种的疲惫。
And it's also because of his long time serving God that led to his just tiredness in his body and spirit.
第一次宣教旅行以后，他回到安提阿，很快又去了这个耶路撒冷开大会哈。所以这些事情都是一件事情接着一件事情。这几年当中啊，保罗没有停歇过的。
After his first mission journey, he shortly thereafter went to Jerusalem, and then one thing after another, he never stopped.
而且在这个传福音的过程当中，圣经不断地告诉我们，保罗他的身体受到不断地受到人的这种的损害啊，被打呀，被关呐，有的时候打得很惨的。
And also the Bible told us that he's been beaten many many times, so his body physically has been suffering.
所以最近的一次哈，他在哥林多之前，在腓立比被打的那一次哈，那个伤这几个月当中有没有痊愈，我们都不确定。
And also before Corinth, when he was beaten in Philippi, we didn't even know whether he recovered from that beating.
所以这是我们要注意的一件事情哈，在长期的服事当中，我们要注意哈，我们身体本身哈，生病啊、疲劳啊，这个东西需要一定的时间来调整、来休息、来重新得力的。
So that's something we should pay attention. After a long period of time serving, that our body, our illnesses needs time to heal.
这也是神当初对待他的这个忠心的仆人先知以利亚的方法哈。当以利亚很软弱、很跌倒，甚至要求死的时候，神就让他睡觉，就让他休息。
And that's something we learned from Elijah when he was weak, and God asked him to sleep.
你看以利亚跑到这个旷野哈，一个人在那个罗藤树底下求死的时候，神就派天使哈给他饼吃，给他水喝，吃完喝完以后说接着睡哈。睡完起来以后，继续的恢复体力啊，所以这是很必要的。
So when Elijah was asking to die and was resting in the wilderness, then God sent an angel to give him food and drink and asked him to sleep as well.
再一个，保罗哈，他这个时候呢是蛮孤单的哈。他离开这个马其顿的时候哈，他圣经讲是他没有跟这个希拉和提摩太在一起哈。有可能路加在他身边啊，圣经没有明确讲啊，所以这时候离开他的属灵同伴，一个人或者两个人去到雅典，去到哥林多的时候，显然他很需要同伴在他身边来扶持他。
When Paul left Athens Macedonia to Athens and also Corinth, he was either by himself or with Luke, and he didn't bring Silas or Timothy with him.
特别是到了雅典这个地方哈。这些人没有直接逼迫他，但是表现出那种的冷漠呀，那种的讥诮啊，那种的论断批评哈，对人心理上面产生很大的冲击。
Even though he was not being in Athens, but yet the indifference and the rejection would also be creating a lot of challenge in his heart.
所以这时候保罗很需要同伴在他身边， 给他这样一种的安慰扶持，为他祷告哈，在情感上面给他极大的一个支持。
At that time, he really need a companion to support him emotionally and also spiritually.
而且在这个过程当中，他有很大的经济上的需要哈，因为他一到了哥林多呢，他就要去支帐篷了啊，这说明他生活上面需要这个财务上的支持哈。但是这个时候呢，他没有别的教会来支持他。他就亲手做工啊，去支帐篷来维持自己的生计。
And also he had great financial need, and you can see that from him having to do tent making because there are no other churches supporting him at that time.
而且他从一个地方走到一个地方，每一个地方都待不久的哈，不断的旅行，不断的变换地方啊，转换这个住的地方哈，这个也带给他身心灵的这个疲惫。
And also he's been going from city to city, and so that also bring about tiredness in his body and spirit.
第三个，这也是很要命的啊！他付出了很多啊，这个啊，撒了很多的种子哈、啊，因为他很快的从一个地方到另外一个地方呢，他并没有看到他做工的那个明显的果效出来。
And thirdly, he also didn't see much result from his work.
所以他离开这个腓立比的时候，他知道哈、啊，腓立比那边已经成立了一个小的教会，但是他没有看到他们当时的情况，他放心不下，他才会派这个希拉。派这个提摩太要去看一看，在那里的教会的情况到底如何。
And also he set up this church in Philippi, but he didn't know how it's doing, so that's why he had to send Silas and Timothy to go check it out.
所以这样长期的付出却看不出做工的果效的时候，有的时候人就会失去那个做工的焦点啊，那个目标啊，甚至那个热情。
So he lost the zeal, the focus, because after a long time of work, he didn't really see any much result coming from it.
那当然我们这知道哈，这整个的背后是一场属灵的征战。他们保罗是进入到那个魔鬼所控制的哈最黑暗的哈那个辖制的那个范围当中去为神去争得灵魂啊，这是非常激烈的一场属灵的征战。
And also, of course, it is a spiritual warfare that he goes into the darkest corner that is controlled by Satan.
当我们了解一下这个哥林多当时的状况的时候，我们就知道哈，那是一个很黑暗的一个地方。
When we look at Corinth, we know that it is a dark place.
那当我们去读这个罗马书第一章的时候，保罗在罗马书第一章里所描述的那些。知道有神，却不把神当神，然后有很多的邪恶淫乱的事情，同性恋的事情泛滥啊。因为那个罗马书，他就是在哥林多写的哈、啊，所以第一章里面所描述的那些情况，实际上不是抽象的，不是概一泛泛而论，其实就是对哥林多城当时的状况的一个具体的一个呈现。
So when he wrote Romans, he was actually in Corinth. So when he was talking about all kinds of wickedness and not treating God as God and homosexuality, it is not something abstract, but it was what he observed in Corinth.
几年前我曾经去到土耳其去探访那边的宣教士。
And a few years ago, I went to Turkey to visit the missionaries there.
那几天就跟他们吃住生活在一起。
And I would be living together with them in those few days.
那一天晚上呢，我们特别去到他们住的地方去，去拜访他们。
And every night we'll go visit them where they lived.
当我一进到那个房间的时候，那边就呱啦呱啦呱啦，那个院子里面就开始有那个穆斯林的那个他们叫什么清真寺啊，那个大喇叭就开始发声音出来。
And every time we went to the courtyard, then we'll hear balabala, and then would the mosque having all these call for prayers.
我就问宣教师，我说这是在做什么
？And I'll ask Bishop, what's going on?
他说这个清真寺啊，一天五次，到点儿的时候就叫人去祷告。
It's the mosque at the appointed time we're asking people to pray.
所以你能想象吗？这个人宣教士，基督徒的宣教士，生活在这样一个穆斯林当中社区里面啊，每一天所被包围的就是这样一个异教的啊。黑暗的权势在他们的身上。
So you can imagine these missionaries, they will be living in an environment that's surrounded by all these different religions.
最近我有时间跟在泰国的哈，在佛教盛行的国家的宣教士，跟他们有一点的沟通和祷告。
And lately, I've been communicating with some missionaries in Thailand, they're living in a Buddhist country.
我就能够感受在这些宣教士觉得很累。
And I can feel that they are very tired.
他在泰国已经服侍了十几年。
They've been there for more than a decade.
如果大家去过泰国，你就知道哈， 走在那个城市的街道上，你走不多远就一个佛龛，走一个不多远就是一个佛龛，到处都是那个点香的呀，那个拜假神的地方。
And you know that everywhere you walk, there will be all kinds of temples of people worshiping Buddha.
所以这些宣教士长期的生活在这样一种黑暗压制的这个环境当中哈，他们很需要灵里面的那个力量。
And so when they continue to live in this environment for a long time, they really need the strength spiritually.
所以保罗哈不是偶然的哈，他进到哥林多的时候，他说他又软弱又惧怕又战惊。
So it's not by coincidence that Paul felt that he was in weakness, in fear, and with trembling.
那我们看看哈，神用什么方法来坚固他呢？
How did God strengthen him?
神是如何让他这样一个忠心服侍的保罗？有身体的软弱，有灵里的这个需要的时候，神是用哪些的方法使他能够坚固起来？
What methods did God use to strengthen him when he was physically weak and spiritually tired?
第一个我们看到哈，有这个同伴出现了哈，他在哥林多的时候遇到了这个雅居拉和百基拉哈，与他们一起来做工，也与他们一起来传福音。
And so first he had a company there with Aquila and Priscilla that would be working together with them and also preaching the gospel together.
所以大家注意，这个使徒行传十八章一到十七节讲他在哥林多十八个月的事情，就用十七节的经文把它讲完。
17 verses describe his 18 months.
他在腓立比没有待那么长，但使徒行传记载他在腓立比在雅典的那个篇幅哈，都超过这个在格林多的这个记载的篇幅。
Even though he didn't stay long in Athens or Philippi, but yet the Bible used a lot more passage to describe it.
所以大家就知道哈，十八章一到十七节，它是很浓缩的哈，把在格林多这个地方保罗所经历的事情那个重点哈，挑重点在这里记载的哈。
So we know that it was a lot of condensed material here that bring out all the important points of that 18 months.
所以第一个重点是什么呢？他说这是以后保罗离了雅典，来到哥林多，遇见一个犹太人，马上啊，这个人就出来了哈，名叫雅居拉，他生在本都啊，因为克劳迪命犹太人都离开罗马，新近带着妻百基拉从意大利来，保罗就投奔了他们。
After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth.There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla. Because Claudius had ordered all Jews to leave Rome, Paul went to see them.
所以显然保罗在哥林多遇见百居拉和雅基拉哈，对他能够在这里持续的做工十八个月、一年半的时间哈，能够结出果子来，是有很大的这个帮助的作用。
So it was with great help that Paul met Aquila and Priscilla in Corinth.
这对夫妇哈。雅居拉和百基拉是从罗马，也就是意大利哈，这个罗马是他的首都啊，从罗马来的。
And Aquila and Priscilla came from Rome, Italy.
后来这对夫妇呢又回到罗马。
Later on, they went back to Rome.
他们离开罗马是不得已，因为皇帝不喜欢这些犹太人，因为当时在罗马城里也有基督的信仰传播哈，所以犹太人和基督徒之间产生的这个 tension 哈，彼此不和，所以这个罗马。一道命令哈，让所有的犹太人都离开。
Because of the conflict between the Jews and the Christians, that's why the Roman Emperor ordered all the Christians to leave Rome.
但显然后来情况缓和了以后呢，这对夫妇又回到了罗马。
But later on, when the condition improved, they returned back to Rome.
而且他们在罗马也建立教会哈，这对夫妇开放家庭，在家里就有教会的。
And this couple set up churches, and in particular in their home.
所以这是后来。保罗在哥林多写信到罗马的时候，那个时候呢，百基拉和雅基拉已经回到罗马啊。他说：“问百基拉和雅基拉的安，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工，也为我的命将自己的镜像置之度外。不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们。又问在他们家中的教会安。”
So that's why when Paul wrote the book of Romans, he was saying that greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets at the house.
所以这对夫妇显然在哥林多起到一个很重要的作用，帮助保罗在这里能够持续的做工。
So they have great provided great help to Paul to in the city of Corinth.
一方面他们都是支帐篷的啊，所以他们可以一起做工，然后养活自己，又可以支持这个同工的需要。
So they were all tent makers, so they can kind of work together as well as support the ministry.
但更重要的是他们灵里面的同工哈，他们是属灵的同伴，他们一起来为主去传扬福音，去做见证。
But more importantly, they are spiritual companions. They can work in God's ministry together.
而且从这简短的几句话的描述当中，你会看到哈，这一对夫妇啊，爱保罗爱到一个地步，保罗说他为我的命啊，将自己的镜像都置之度外啊，这是真的是好同工哦。
And they love Paul so much that they risk their lives for him. So indeed, a good co-worker.
他们彼此相爱的关系到这样一个地步，可以彼此交托互相的性命。
They love each other to an extent that they can risk each other's lives for.
而且我们看到这对夫妇有很大的一个恩赐哈，就是能够去开放家庭，去接待其他的弟兄姐妹，在家里面就建立教会的。
And they have this great gift that they can open a house that other Christians can be received.
所以这对夫妇啊，是为主竭力摆上的保罗的好同工。
So it's a good companion for Paul that they would give all to God.
所以我们在服事的过程当中哈，我们真的是很宝贝啊，神放在我们身边的这一些的好同工。
As we serve God, we are grateful for the good co-workers that put around us.
大家形成一个团队啊，有人是在前面征战的啊，有人在后面守望祷告的。
And we are a great team. Some may be fighting in the front line, and others are praying in the back.
有些人是负责冲在前面的，有人是做好了饭送给去带给那些福音朋友的。
And somebody may be just working in the front line, and somebody may be bringing food and all the work.
啊，当你出门的时候，有一个同伴在你身边替你开车，然后大家一起来做工，那是何等美的一件事。
And when you go out, there may be somebody driving you so that you can work together.
所以我们在服事当中很需要这样的属灵的同伴。
We need these special companions in our ministry.
我们在幸福小组当中特别有一种的服事叫做服伴的服事。
And we also have this happiness group co-workers that are kind of like the gospel companion.
那这些做服伴的同工可能他不是去讲见证的传信息带诗歌的那一位。
They may not be preaching a short sermon or give testimony or lead songs.
那这些同工可能是在后面去祷告去预备点心然后把这个福音朋友带来哈来照顾这些福音朋友的人。
They may be inviting other people or praying or just preparing food.
当我们接待远方来的宣教士的时候你就知道哈他们是何等的 appreciate, 能够来到我们的当中能够安静好好的休息能够吃到丰盛的食物哈可口的食物哇这些就是我们做他们的同伴能够扶持他跟他们一起同工非常的重要。
And it's also important when we have foreign missionaries coming to our midst that we receive them and provide them with food and also companionship.
所以为我们的同工们啊这一批的同工各司其职发挥各自的恩赐一起形成团队来服侍来感恩啊这是非常大的一个恩典在我们的当中。
We give thanks for all the entire team of co-workers that they can each do their own job.
好那这是神把这一对夫妇放在保罗的身边。
God put this couple in Paul's life.
还有呢不光亚居拉百基拉啊希拉和提摩太也来了啊从马其顿来。
And not only Aquila and Priscilla, and then later on, Silas and Timothy also joined from Macedonia.
那神借着希拉和提摩太的归来啊加入这个保罗的这个服事呢带来两方面的祝福。
And two kinds of blessings came when they arrived.
第一个他们把马其顿的教会啊就是腓立比啊帖撒罗尼迦啊比里亚那个地方叫马其顿的教会的好消息带来了。
They bring about good news of the churches in Macedonia like Philippi and Berea.
保罗自己没有看见但是他很关心那个地方到底怎么样啊那地方的教会的情况如何啊所以神就借着希拉和提摩太来呢把好消息带来。
And Paul didn't see exactly what happened, but through the two, he was able to learn the good news.
所以这是后来这个保罗写《帖撒罗尼迦前书》哈，写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会的时候提到的啊。但提摩太刚从你们那里回来，讲你们信心和爱心的好消息报给我们，又说你们常常纪念我们，切切的想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。所以弟兄们，我们在一切困苦患难之中。因着你们的信心就得了安慰。
And that's why when Paul wrote Thessalonica later on, he said, but Timothy had just now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us and that you long to see us just as we also long to see you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith.
不仅如此哈，不仅把神在保罗做工的地方所结出的果子哈，这些好消息报来哈，而且还带来第二个祝福。
And not only the good news, but also a second blessing as well.
就是把这个马其顿教会给保罗的经济上的、财务上的奉献带来。
It's also bring about the financial support from the Macedonian churches.
他在哥林多是亲手做工支帐篷哈，支持自己的财政的。
He was doing his own tent making to support himself in Corinth.
所以他平时做工，只有到安息日的时候，他才能够进入到会堂去传福音。
So only on Sabbath can he go to the synagogue to preach.
但是圣经里面记载哈，当这个提摩太和希拉来了之后啊，你看那个英文的翻译，他的意思是说，保罗就从这里哈，不光是放胆传福音哈，而是专心的传福音。他可以把这个支帐篷的事情放下了哈。他可以不光是安息日的时候，他可以所有每一天都可以在这个哥林多来做工来传福音。
And you can see from the English translation that after they came, he was able to do it not only just on Sabbath, but also full time every day preaching the gospel.
所以这是很重要的哈，在整个这个第二次宣教旅行的过程当中，神使用腓立比的教会哈，供应保罗的需要，让保罗可以专心的为主去做工。
So through the support of the Macedonian churches, that he was able to devote himself full time.
所以在哥林多后书的时候，哈，保罗讲说，我在你们那里缺乏的时候，并没有累着你们一个人哦，因为我所缺乏的，那从马其顿来的弟兄们都补足了啊。我向来凡事谨守，后来也必谨守，总不至于累着你们。
And Paul said in 2 Corinthians, and when I was with you and needed something, I was not a burden to anyone. For the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied what I needed. I have kept myself from being a burden to you in any way and will continue to do so.
所以哥林多的教会是一个年轻的教会哈，这里的人刚刚信主哈，他们还没有到那个程度去学习这个甘心情愿的奉献来支持保罗的工作。
The Corinth church is a young church and they are not at a stage that there will be dedicated resources to support Paul.
他们不是没有钱，我们知道在哥林多这个地方哈，这些人都是很有钱的人。
It's not they're poor. We know that people they are rich.
但是他们的灵命还没有到那个程度，所以保罗宁可自己亲手做工，也不要让这些人产生任何的误解。
And because the spiritual lives were not at such a stage, though Paul was willing to support himself, so that it would not become a burden to anyone.
所以保罗对于哥林多教会的人啊，真的像一个父亲、一个母亲一样哈。去乳养他们，就是一味的付出，要让他们能够快快的长大。
So Paul was like a father or mother to them that would continue to nurture them, and so that they would continue to grow.
但是保罗又不是不接受别人的奉献的哈。当腓立比的教会啊，他们那个地方的人也不是很富有哈，但是他们是尽了自己的能力，甚至超过自己的能力去奉献来支持保罗。
And the people in Philippi, even though they are not rich, they would go above and beyond their resources to support Paul.
所以当腓立比的教会认出保罗的做工的价值啊，他们的支持不是为了因为保罗会回到腓立比去做工啊，他们支持保罗是因为他看到保罗所做的工在神的国度当中的那个重要的那个地位和价值，以至于他们可以把金钱拆过去啊。支持保罗在哥林多这个地方能够持久的、持续的去做工。
And the Philippian church recognized the importance in God's kingdom of Paul's work, so they were able to support him, even though they're not expecting him to return back to Philippi.
腓立比人呐、啊，你们也知道，我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到受的事情，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。
Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only.
所以这是很感恩的事情哈。这个保罗不仅有这个身边的啊雅居拉、百基拉的同伴，有希拉和提摩太，还有远处的腓立比的教会，成为他的一个服事的团队，一起来做工。
So it is with thankfulness that Paul had not only Priscilla and Aquila, Silas and Timothy, but also the support of a remote church in Philippi.
所以当我们在服事为主做工的时候，我们要看重这个教会与教会之间的这样一种合作的关系。
So we need to pay attention to the cooperation between churches as we are serving God.
愿神赐给我们一个天国的一个大的眼光和胸怀。
May God give us a perspective of the heavenly kingdom.
我们所做的事情不光是为了我们这一地一个教会具体的教会的一个兴旺一个扩展。
Not just doing work for a single church prosperity.
借着我们金钱的支持，借着我们的祷告，借着我们短宣的探访，跟普天之下众教会都联合起来，能够彼此的扶持，彼此的祝福。
So that through our prayers, through our financial support for our participation, that we'll participate in this global ministry.
我们六月份曾经接待过从赞比亚来的这个宣教士 Lilian 和 Willie 一家。
In June, we received the missionaries from Zambia, Lilian and Willie.
我们听了他们的见证，我们都很受激励哈，这三十几岁的年轻人哈，这是华人的后裔哈，如今神的带领哈，让他能够去非洲赞比亚这个地方能够生活，而且把那个地方当成了他自己的家了。
We're greatly encouraged when we hear the testimonies. 30-some-year-old Chinese descendant, and yet willing to go to Zambia to Africa and treat that as their home.
但同时呢，他们很愿意来到我们的当中，因为他们知道哈，在这里面有一群的弟兄姐妹很关心他们，很支持他们的工作。
But yeah, they are willing to come to us because they know there is a group of brothers and sisters who are caring about them.
今年我们看到 Lilian 觉得很受安慰哈，她的那个 lupus 那个红斑狼疮已经被控制了哈，她身体已经跟去年已经很不一样了。
We're comforted to know that the lupus in Lilian has been under control.
因为她去年在治疗这个红斑狼疮的时候，她在筹款，因为她的医疗费用哈，她自己没有办法承担。所以当他这个消息传到我们这里的时候，我们当中有一些弟兄姐妹就开始爱心来奉献给他，支持他。
Because of the financial burden of treating lupus, there was a group of brothers and sisters in our midst who supported her after we heard the news.
所以当我们去年筹款的这件事情过去以后，没有多长时间哈 ，Lilian 就特别发了一封 email 给我们。
And right after that, Lilian sent us an email.
他说没有想到。我前一段时间，我的那个收奉献的那个账户都像爆炸了一样。
She said, "I never expected that my account of receiving donations like exploded."
你就知道这样一个在前方专心为主做工的宣教士以及他们的家庭，当他们有的需要，看到神的这种丰盛的供应，借着他们素不相识的人，就是在神的国度里面彼此相爱彼此扶持的弟兄姐妹和教会来供应他们的需要，他们的心是得到何等大的安慰和鼓励。
And when missionaries have needs and they saw strangers supporting them, how much comfort did they receive?
所以这是我们看到神在做事的地方。第三个神来鼓励保罗的，就让他看到他亲手做工的这个福音的果子开始结出来。
And then thirdly, God also let Paul see that the fruit of the gospel has begun to bear.
这是这里讲的哈。于是他离开那里哈，在会堂里面虽然有人抵挡他们哈，但是到了一个人家里啊，这人名叫提多尤士都，是敬拜神的。他的家靠近会堂，管会堂的基利斯布和全家都信了主，还有许多哥林多人听了就相信，受洗。
Then Paul left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titus, Justus, a worshipper of God. Crispus, the synagogue leader, and his entire household believed in the Lord, and many of the Corinthians who heard Paul believed and were baptized.
这里提到三类人呢。
Three groups of people mentioned.
第一个是提多尤士都，这应该是一个外邦人。
First, Titus, Justus, it should be a Gentile.
因为特别提到他是敬拜神的。
Talked about he worshipped God.
也就是说他是一个外邦人，但是他很喜欢去认识犹太人所相信的这位神。
Meaning that he's a Gentile, but yet he's willing to worship the God of the Jews.
那显然他听进去保罗所传的福音，才接待他来到他家中。
Obviously, he heard Paul's message, and that's why he received Paul into his house.
第二类人是这个基利斯布啊，他应该是犹太人。
And the second group is Crispus. He should be a Jew.
因为他是管会堂的。
Because he's a synagogue leader.
而且不光他一个人信主，他全家人都信主了。
Not only him, but his entire household.
都受了洗。
They are all baptized.
那在写哥林多前书的时候，保罗特别提到哈，他在哥林多为人施洗的，他就提到两个人的名字，其中一个人就是这个基利斯布。
And he mentioned two names of people who baptized in Corinth, and one of them was Crispus.
所以保罗带很多人信耶稣。
Paul led many people to Christ.
但是他到洗礼的时候，他常常是交给同工，让同工去来为他们施洗。
But when it came to baptism, he often delegated to other co-workers.
但这个人基利斯布哈特别提到是保罗亲自为他施洗的，你就知道哈，这个人信主对保罗的那个激励是何等的大。
And but he specially mentioned that Crispus was baptized by him, so you know how important it was for him.
第三类人说，还有许多哥林多人听了就相信受洗。
And then also mentioned the third kind, and many of the Corinthians who heard and believed.
所以显然哈，因为保罗在这里十八个月的时间哈，借着他的手，借着他的传讲哈，信耶稣基督受洗的人越来越多啊，教会产生建立，然后他看到做工的果效。
And then in the 18 months, many came to believe, and then you can see the fruit of his work bearing fruit.
十八个月之后，他能够离开哥林多，说明这里的教会怎么样，已经被建立起来哈，不用保罗继续在这里传福音了。这个教会已经成熟到一个地步，他们可以起来在哥林多这个地方为主去做见证了，保罗才能够放心的去离开。
And that's why Paul could leave after 18 months because the church was established and mature.
最重要的哈，神坚固他的仆人的方式是亲自向他显现，亲自对他讲话。
And most importantly, the way that God strengthened Paul was to appear to him and spoke to him.
在整个保罗的一生当中，神曾经五次向保罗亲自显现，对他讲话。
In Paul's life, God had appeared to Paul five times.
第一次哈，在异象当中是在他得救的时候，在大马士革的路上。
First time when he was saved on the road to Damascus.
神在大光当中复活的耶稣向他显现，而且对他讲话，发出呼召。
In great light, God appeared to him and called him.
这是保罗人生的一个转折点。
That was a turning point in Paul's life.
第二次是在他这个宣教的过程当，在马其顿，在这个特洛亚那个地方听到马其顿的呼声啊，也是在夜间异象当中，神亲自对他讲话。
Second time in a vision at night, the call to Macedonia.
第三次就是我们今天读到的哈，在哥林多这个地方哈，在夜间神在异象当中向他显现说，不要怕，只管讲啊，不要闭口啊，因为在这个城里还有许多的百姓。
And the third time was in Corinth. What we read is that at night in a vision, God said, "Do not be silent, keep on talking, because there are many people Corinth will be saved."
那在这之后呢，还有两次哈，第四次是当他在耶路撒冷被捕的时候，被抓的时候，神在异象当中对保罗讲说，不要怕哈，你在耶路撒冷如何为我做见证，你也会在罗马如何为我做见证。
And the fourth time when he was arrested in Jerusalem, God also spoke to him and do not be afraid how you testify for me in Jerusalem, you will testify for me in Rome.
第五次哈，是在他这个行船去到罗马的途中遇到这个风浪海难哈，这个船都要翻了哈。这个船上的人都觉得没有指望了，还要死了。但是当天晚上，神向保罗显现，对他讲：“不要怕哈，这个没有一个人会死的哈，你们都会得到保全，一起到罗马这个地方。”
And the fifth time was when he was on the way to Rome on the ocean, he encountered a shipwreck and he was afraid. And God said to him, "Do not be afraid. Nobody would die, and you will get to Rome."
所以大家可以看到，在保罗的跟随主、服侍主的过程当中，上帝是如何的信实。当保罗遇到难处、遇到困难，信心开始有软弱、有动摇的时候，神会用各样的方法来坚固他。更重要的就是说，神是信实的，他应许与他的仆人同在，他就绝不会离弃他、撇下他。
And God was faithful when Paul encountered difficulties and challenges, God would appear to them and strengthen him.
这是我们在服事当中得力量的最重要的保障。抓住上帝的应许，神与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And most important assurance is that God will be with us until the end of the earth.
这个应许不是给每一个人的。
It's not for everyone.
这个应许是给那些愿意专心去成就大使命的这些人的。
It's only for those who are willing to be faithfully fulfilling the great commission.
当我们听从主的吩咐去，使万民做他的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡神吩咐我们的，我们就吩咐别人去遵守的时候，当我们专心做这件事情的时候，这个应许才是应验在我们的身上。他说，他就常与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
When we faithfully follow God's great commission and commandment that we could preach good news to all nations and teach them what Jesus taught us, then this promise will be with us.
神向他显现说什么样的话呢？
What did God say to him in his vision?
夜间主在异象中对保罗说，不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口，有我与你同在，必没有人下手害你，因为在这城里我有许多的百姓。保罗在那里住了一年零六个月，讲神的道，教训他们。
One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent. For I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city. So Paul stayed in Corinth for a year and a half, teaching them the word of God.
先告诉他不要怕。
First tell them do not be afraid.
然后告诉他具体做什么，你继续去传讲啊，不要闭口，去传讲耶稣基督死而复活的福音。
And to keep on speaking about the gospel of Jesus died and resurrected.
第三个，重申他对这个传福音人的应许哈，我与你同在。
And also to reiterate that I am with you.
再次承诺他哈，没有人能够下手害你，在至少在哥林多这个城里面。
And promise him at least in Corinth that no one is going to attack and harm you.
最后第四个，告诉他，你持续去做，一定有福。做工的果子会结出来哈，因为在这城里，我有许多的百姓。
And also to promise him there will be much fruit to be born because I have many people in this city.
感谢主哈，就是在保罗最需要坚固鼓励的时候，神及时的啊，把他的应许啊，把他清楚的命令，以及把后面要发生的事情提前告诉保罗，让保罗的心能够平静安稳在主的面前。
And Paul's greatest time of need is at that time, God reassured him that it will be much to happen presently as well as in the future.
神如此的坚固他的仆人保罗，今天也会如此的啊，来与我们同在。
How God strengthened Paul, God will continue also to be with us.
主耶稣坚固保罗哈，使他持续的为主做工，是通过一个是差派属灵的同伴。
God strengthened Paul by one way, sending spiritual companions.
显明他做工的果效，
and show him the results of his work,
以及亲自的哈向保罗显现，
and appearing to him personally.
这是发生在2021年的一件事情。
This is what happened in 2021.
在这个马萨诸塞州哈有一个野生动物这个保护中心。
In Massachusetts is a wildlife protection center.
结果这里面的工作人员一天就看到那个有一只这个加拿大鹅哈这个受伤了。
And one day, the co-workers there saw a Canadian goose was wounded.
走路一瘸一拐的哈，不断的摔倒。
And it was kind of like walking in a limp way, and then also kind of continue to fall down.
所以这些工作人员就把这个加拿大鹅就带回到这个他们的这个中心哈，这个医院去检查，发觉它这个脚上面受伤了。
And the workers there took the Canadian goose back to the vet, and then find that his leg was kind of wounded.
可能是被其他的动物攻击哈，以至于腿脚上面都那个骨都是骨折了。
Maybe was attacked by other animals, that's why the bone was broken.
结果就在这些人员在检查这个准备给他做手术治疗的时候呢，哎，突然听到咚咚咚，在那儿这个窗户有人在那敲窗户。
And then when they were kind of examining and working with the goose, and then suddenly the window was having dong dong dong, and it was another goose showing up.
他们一看，原来是这个。加拿大鹅的一个同伴过来找他了。
And actually, a companion of the Canadian goose looking for it.
所以这工作人员就跑出去对那个鹅说：“哎，我给他做手术，然后这个你不要吵，不要这个干扰哈。我不知道这个鹅到底听懂没听懂，但是他乖乖的就在那门口就等着。
”And the worker told the other goose that, "Well, I'm just working on your companion, so just be patient and don't bother us. And we don't know whether the goose understood or not, but it was just waiting there."
直到这个把这个手术做完，然后这个。恢复以后，这个外面这个鹅一直不离开，一直在那守望着。
And until the operation was finished, that other goose was just waiting there outside.
这是加拿大鹅的特点。
And that is a characteristic of Canadian geese.
这是好多年前我就知道听说的哈，就是加拿大鹅在 在这个迁移的过程当中，有一只鹅受伤了，一定会有一个同伴陪着它。
I read about that when they were migrating, and if one Canadian goose was wounded, then there would be at least one of the goose staying behind and accompanying them.
直到这个受伤的加拿大鹅恢复了以后呢，两只鹅在一起继续的去朝鲜飞行。
Until the other one recovered, then they would together fly away.
所以当我想到属灵的同伴在我们的服事当中啊，彼此的扶持、彼此的安慰、彼此的陪伴是何等的宝贵的时候，我就想起加拿大鹅。
So when I thought about how precious it is for us to have a spiritual companion, I thought about this story.
所以本来我是想到网上找一个照片，两个加拿大鹅的照片哈，结果一 search 哈，这个故事就出来了。
And then when I was looking for a picture online for two Canadian geese, and then I saw this particular story.
这是真实的事情。
It's true.
当我们弟兄姐妹一起做工的同工之间有这样一种的彼此相爱、彼此陪伴、不离不弃的这样一种真实的爱的关系的建立的话，神的见证就出来。
When we have this loving relationship, accompanying each other spiritually, then God's love is revealed.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，众人就会认出我们是基督的门徒了。
When we love each other, then others would recognize that we are the followers of Jesus.
也只有在这样一种彼此相爱、彼此扶持的这样团队当中，我们的见证才能够持久。
And only then would our ministry be continued to be for a long time if we can support and love each other.
神的心意才能得到真正的满足。
And only then will God's heart be fulfilled.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天上的父何等的宝贵，你把你的独生爱子赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, how precious it is that you've given us your loving Son.
耶稣道成肉身来到我们的当中，亲自就活在门徒的当中。
Work upon flesh and live among the disciples.
亲自陪伴这些门徒，建造这些门徒，鼓励他。
To build up these disciples and encourage them.
如今虽然你已经死而复活，坐在父神的右边，借着圣灵你就住在我们的当中。
Even though you're resurrected and now seated on the right hand side of God, but now through the Holy Spirit you continue to be with us.
把那一份不离不弃的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
To pour out this undying love on us.
让我们在这种的跟随主啊，疲累软弱啊，这个有时候灰心的时候，能够从你那里。得到坚固，得到信心，得到力量。
So that we can be strengthened when we are tired and weak.
我们为过去六个月、过去几年当中，主不断的在我们当中显明他的同在，献上感谢。
We're thankful that you have shown us how you've been present with us in the last 6 months.
为我们能够有机会与主来同工，与圣灵来同工，来持续不断的在这个黑暗悖谬的世界当中为主做见证，有这样的机会，我们献上感谢。
We are thankful that we can bear witness in these dark ages with you and co-work with you.
我们也继续的仰望交托，求你继续不断的显明你在我们当中的做工。
We continue to ask that you continue to manifest your work among us.
赐福我们众同工同心的仰望。
Bless our co-workers that we continue to look up upon you.
相信你必继续不断的彰显你的信实，彰显你的作为在我们的当中。
We know that you will continue to manifest your work among us.
愿你的名在我们当中得到最大的荣耀。
May your name receive the greatest glory.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来唱一首回应的诗歌，最大的福分。
We'll sing a response song, greatest blessing.